بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاذكروني اذكركم واشكروني ولا تكفرون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home, somebody had written to Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayh. And in this letter, this person writes to Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi that I'm suffering various type of calamities, hardships, difficulties in my life. I just went through that problem and now this problem. It just seems that every day I've got some type of musibah, some calamity, some difficulty, hardship. I'm going through so much in life. Just one musibat finishes and then the next one already there. Just one after the other. So he wrote this letter complaining to Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi, his condition, that there seemed to be so much of difficulties in his life, one after the other. And obviously he expected Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi to sympathize with him and to feel the sadma and pain he was going through. And to perhaps prescribe some wazifa that read this dua now. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi replies, and he says, in your entire letter, you mention various type of hardships, difficulties, pains and sufferings you are going through one after the other. But nowhere you mentioned the various bounties and favors and ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are enjoying without deserving a single one of them. Something for all of us to ponder. We all talk about, of course, this problem, this pain, that ailment, that suffering, this happened to me, that lost this. And yes, we do have hardships in life. And Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullahi, of course, he made dua for the person, he felt the pain, but he explained something to him, and which this man, after receiving this letter, he said, Mera dil ka rukh badal gaya. My entire attention was focused to the pain and suffering, and I didn't even ponder and realize that all the ni'mat I am enjoying from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not a single one, I am deserving of it. Yani, بےشمار نعمتوں بدون استحقاق کہ جو تجھے ملا ہے all those نعمت you've got without deserving. None of us can say I deserve this نعمت from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I deserve oxygen to breathe. I deserve water to drink. I deserve clothing to wear. I deserve food. Nothing. Nobody can claim. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kareem الذي يعطي بِدُولِ الْإِسْتِحْقَاقِ وَالْمِنَّةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us so much bounties, despite the fact that we, the recipients of those favors, don't deserve a single one of the bounty from Allah Rabbul Izzat. Unlike in the world, perhaps you did some favor to a person, so he deserves some favor in return. You did something for him, so now he must give you something back. Here we have done no favor to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is beyond all that. Allah is free from us showing any kindness and favor to Him. He doesn't need that. Allah is samad bainiyaz. Allah showers us with ni'mat. And therefore Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, in the tafsir of innal insana li rabbihi lakanud, that verily man is very ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, ya'uddul masaib wa yansa ni'am. That man, he counts, admi shumar karta hai. He counts this musibah, that hardship, that problem, this, that. But he forgets all the bounties Allah has given him. And even after one musibah, we get some type of ease which we don't realize. And we think that the next musibah came immediately. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us iman. What a great favor this is. If we ponder this for a few seconds, what if we were deprived of iman? So we make dua, Allah give us a strengthen of iman, Allah keep us with iman. One slip a person makes with his tongue, one slip. Just one slip. With his tongue or his limbs, and it can make him lose his iman. So Allah gave us an iman without even asking Allah, without deserving this iman. that Allah made us in the ummah, the special ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We just ponder over this, that we were not any other ummah. We came in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a great bounty. Then Allah Ta'ala gave us tawfiq now of reading our Salatul Isha, the menfolk in the masjid. What a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala this is. Our mothers and sisters at home, may Allah accept our salat. Then we read durood and salam upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wasn't our doing. Allah gave us this chance. Allah gave us tawfiq. Now all these are ni'mats of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, we just disregard. We don't pay any attention to it. Therefore Allah says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Remember me, and I will remember you. This is the promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any other person in the world, but you must remember me in your du'as. He says, inshallah, I'll remember you. And he forgets. In the case of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the moment you say Allah, immediately Allah remembers you. وَشْكُرُونِي, Allah says, make shukr to me. وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Don't be ungrateful. Meri nashukri mat karna. Don't make my nashukri. And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us ni'mat. We make shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then, Allah, despite us not being deserving of this ni'mat, you have given us so many ni'mat. Then use these ni'mat correctly. If the eye is given to us and we've got sight, then use the sight to see those things which are halal and jais for us. Do not abuse this ni'mat and use it incorrectly by seeing those things which are haram for us. Then we are not making true shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So shukr by means of our tongue, by means of our actions. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will regard us to be grateful servants. And also very, very important, as I mentioned previously, alhamdulillah, we've got some aman. Now in this condition, this halat, we've got some type of peace, some type of prosperity, it is incumbent upon us now to make shukr even in this condition. When you put ease, why? Then Allah will always remember us when we are in difficulty. تَعَرَّفْ إِلَى اللَّهِ فِي الرَّخَى يَعْرِفْكَ فِي الشِّدَّةِ. If you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in times of your easiness, your comfort, then Allah will remember you in your time of difficulty. We shouldn't be such that only in a time of problem and disaster, then we are turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we are not true loyal servants to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So all conditions, whether we've got plentiful, we've got prosperity, or we've got hardship or difficulty, in all conditions, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq to make amal wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite Durood Sharif.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala make us his true zakirin and shakirin. Zikrullah is to be done every single day of our life in solitude, whether we are at home or at the workplace, wherever we sit for a few minutes, take our tasbih. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Every istighfar and every durood sharif upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is basic durood, basic adhkar that we do. First kalima and istighfar, durood upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then of course we mentioned before also subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. So easy for the woman folk, especially whilst you are cooking. Inshallah all this will have an asar also by reading durood sharif upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are making our tongues moist with the dhikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat. We get reward. Be barakah in the food also, barakah in our homes, barakah in our lives, inshallah. And every moment is so valuable on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah, when Allah enters us into Jannah, we will see the fruit of all the subhanallah we are reading, whilst driving the car, whilst we are going somewhere, whatever, wherever we are,
few minutes, subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah, al-azim, it'll bring us so much of reward. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك شكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله we making shukr to you for all the beshumar ni'mats that you have bestowed upon us Allah make us grateful servants by Allah don't make us ungrateful servants by Allah Ya Allah, forgive us for making nashukri, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have a milqadr of you, my Allah. We have a milqadr of your ni'mat, my Allah. Ya Allah, with the same tongue that you have given us to make your dhikr, my Allah. We speak lies with this tongue, my Allah. Ya Allah, we use vulgar language, my Allah. Ya Allah, we talk futile things, my Allah. Ya Allah, we make ghibat and we carry tales, my Allah. Ya Allah, with his eyes, ya Allah, we have looked at haram, my Allah. With his hands and his legs, my Allah, we have touched haram, we have moved to haram, my Allah. Ey Malik al-Kareem, Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us for all the sins we have committed, my Allah. Give us hidayat and guidance now, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us calm, my Allah. Allah, we're making shukr to you, my Allah. You give us tawfiq of reading of salat with jama'at, my Allah. We are making shukr to you, my Allah. Allah, you have promised, la in shakartum la azidannakum. If you make shukr, Allah, you have said that if we make shukr, you will increase us in this ni'mat, my Allah. Ey Malik al-Kareem, Ya Allah, every single sin we have committed, major sin, minor sins, Ya Allah, knowingly, unknowingly, in the darkness of the night, broad daylight, in public, in privacy, Allah, wherever we have committed those sins, whatever gunas we have committed, my Allah. Allah, you are the only one who can forgive. And my Allah, you love to forgive. Allah, we are only turning to you for forgiveness. Because there is no other person who can forgive us. Ya Allah, you are Ghafar al-Dhunub. You are Sattar al-Uyub, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have not revealed our sins to the people, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have not exposed us, my Allah. You have concealed our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of making tawbat and nasuha. Give us a strong iman, because live with iman, because die with iman. Raise us in the day of qiyamah with iman. And give us tawfiq of amali salihah, my Allah. Such good deeds that you are pleased with. Grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat. Ya Allah, hum to bahut kamzor, hum zaeef, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you to help us, my Allah. Help the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, there is so much of destruction and harm taking place in various parts of the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, if it is a hurricane or flood, Ya Allah, somewhere there is fires raging, my Allah. Eh, Malik al-Kareem, there are some places wars are taking place, my Allah. Ya Allah, there is some earthquake somewhere, my Allah. Eh, Malik al-Kareem, Ya Allah, protect us from all types of fitna and fasad, my Allah. Give us barakat in our lives. Give us afiyat in our zindagi. Allah, give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Make us gain the sweetness of your marifat. Make us recognize you. You are our Allah. You are our creator. You are our malik and raziq, my Allah. Everything is in your control. Ya Allah, do not make us move away from it, from the deen of Islam, my Allah. Don't make us discard the sunnat of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, there are so many people sick, my Allah. So many people who we know, my Allah, and so many we do not know, my Allah. Young and old, my Allah. So many in hospitals, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many in the ICU, my Allah. So many at home, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, we beg you, Ya Allah. Shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them kamil shifa, my Allah. Give them shifa-i kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Give them the highest of stages, my Allah. Grant the family sabri jameel. Ya Allah, we are asking you, give us maut in Madinah Sharif. Baril jannatul baqi. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hudhi kuthur water from Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of the Dajjal. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi. Make our rizq come to us with ease, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us use it in the correct way, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of helping the poor and the needy, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us display the akhlaq of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a qalb salim, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them our anki thandak, my Allah. Make them excellent huffar, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar,
muqarrabeen, maqbuleen. Protect them from all types of fitna, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat our brothers and sisters have tonight, my Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs. Ya qadi al-hajat, ya dafi' al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties we are going through, my Allah. Give us afiyat, give us rahat, chain, sukoon, my Allah. Protect us from the shar of the shirri, fitna of the fitteen, hasad of the hasideen. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.